Okay.
Unbelievable. 20 years old. Let me see. I'm just thinking back when I was 20. How many people had I hobbled? Two. Oh, God. It was awful. And one of them was Estelle. Estelle, you hog, you. It was one of the biggest fights we ever had. We had a very brisk session. And in the aftermath, as we lay back smoking camels, Estelle said to me, "You are truly the master. I'm glad I came along when I did, so you could perfect that satisfying technique for me." I said, "Well, it's not a whole lot of technique perfected. You're only the second person I've done been with." She looked shocked. She nearly dropped the camel. She said, "The second person?" I said, "Yeah, two people. Oh, I dated this girl in high school, and that didn't really count. We kind of, you know, I mean, like the driveway in front of her house one night after." I mean, that's not like really a session, I don't think that is. It's only like since I've known you, actually, that I've been active. I said, "You ain't bad yourself. How many people you been with? A couple?" She said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Well, how many?" She said, "Well, a couple more than you. Anyway, honey, you want to go to the movies?" I said, "No, wait a minute, Stell. Tell me, give me a number." She said, "Well, several." I said, "What, five?" She said, "Well, a few more." I said, "A few more?" I said, "10? She said, "Well, you know, they're about. Up to 12, maybe." I said, "12! You're a veritable pincushion!" She said, "Wait a minute, Buster. Wait a minute, hotshot. I don't have to apologize to you for what I did before I even knew you, for crying out loud, you insecure wimp." I said, "Wimp! Wimp!" She said, "Will you shush the neighbors?" I said, The neighbors have the right to know they're living next to a sleazebag." And I went running and I threw the window open. I said, "You sleazebag, Estelle. Listen, Estelle hobbled 50 people. She's 20 years. 50 people!" She went running to the window. She said, "Oh, you want to tell your business? You want to tell your business?" She went running to the window. She yelled, "Let me tell you about this wimp you live next to. 20 years old, you can only get two people to hobble with him because he didn't have the guts to work on more. Just because I'm an attractive person, I can attract more people. He feels insecure and is badly disrupted because I've been with 15 people. Wimp!" I yelled, "Sleazebag!" She yelled, "Wimp!" I yelled, "Sleazebag!" Just then I noticed the neighbors were standing in their yard playing badminton, staring at us, holding their little rackets, staring, mouths agape. I said, "Hi, everybody. How y'all doing today?"
Rock and roll!
Rockin' with the Grease Man on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.